ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very interesting and significant question. That question is related to a subject which is discussed in various disciplines and in various sciences. This is the question about what are the factors that lead to the downfall of a civilization. As you know, in the Holy Quran, many verses have been mentioned regarding the past nations, right? And the Quran, it speaks of, you know, how they were destroyed. And it mentions, a lot of times, the reason for which they were destroyed. So this is a topic that's very significant for God, and He mentions it as a lesson for us, so that we can take admonition from it and not repeat the mistakes that those previous civilizations and nations did, and so that we can subsist and continue. Let's begin our discussion with the recitation of a verse of the Holy Quran, in which God mentions, in general terms, the reason for the downfall of civilization. God says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we would never destroy the towns except when their people were wrongdoers. Right? In this verse, God Almighty, He mentions as a general rule the reason for the destruction and the downfall of civilization, and that is that it stems from the people and the inhabitants of that civilization, the members of the civilization, being wrongdoers and sinners and oppressors. So this is a general rule. But fortunately, in some of our hadiths, which have been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our Aima alayhi wasallam, these infallible personalities, they have elucidated on some of the specific cases of why certain nations perished and were terminated. By way of example, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Verily those perished before you, verily those who perished before you, did so because they embarked upon sins, and priests and clergies did not prohibit them." So, again, here in this hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he mentions the fact that it was sins that led to the downfall of civilizations, but he also adds something else, and which is very significant, and that is that the priests and clergy, who obviously were, in those times, these people played a significant role in civilization. They were considered leaders and heads of civilizations. A lot of times, religious leadership and political leadership were tied up together. And these people, these priests and stuff, they did not prevent and prohibit these people from sinning, for whatever reason that was. You know, they could have been afraid from them, or they could have profited from the sins of these people, monetarily or, you know, in other ways. This also led to this increase in wrongdoing, and ultimately to the downfall of those civilizations. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the causes for the downfall of civilization in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.